wisdom keys of overcoming any stronghold and possessing your inheritance. And the Lord had woke me up one morning, and this was a little while ago. This was a while ago, many years ago. But he woke me up one morning at 3:30 in the morning, and he gave me these keys to take down the giants in my life and to overcome and to possess my inheritance. And so then the next morning, I woke up at 4 a.m. and to write it and saying, we will overcome. Can you say this after me? We will overcome. And so I've had lots of opportunities to practice having to overcome. I've had lots of situations that were very difficult, including when I closed the Shepherd's Guide when I was going to get married and we broke up. And then I closed the Shepherd's Guide, and then I didn't want to get up out of bed. Then when I moved all the things from the office to my home, and I had like a 2 1/4 garage, and it was like piled like up there, it's piled upstairs, I had stuff everywhere. I just, you know, I was wanting to check out. And so, but God will meet us in that place, and some of the things that he shared with me is the first wisdom key was that we needed to arise. We needed to make a decision that we were going to get out of our issues. The prodigal son, the younger son, his first move back to the father was he made a decision. He was going to go back. He made a decision. He was going to get up. So the first wisdom key is arise. Make a decision. You're going to start facing your issues. There was a man that he was running. He was a missionary, and he had to confront. He had to confront one of the tribal people for taking a bicycle, and that was a very coveted thing back then. And anyway, so the guy, he brought two policemen with him. And the guy started running after him with this spear. And he was like a very markman in spears, and with the spear. So he starts sobbing and he's running and he's crying out to Jesus, save him, help him. And all of a sudden he heard, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Those who run to him will be saved. And so he said fear just enveloped him, surrounded him. So all of a sudden he stopped and he turned around and he faced him. And he spoke in the name of Jesus, and the guy dropped the spear. He dropped the spear. And anyways, and so the same thing happened with Kenneth Hagin. He was having heart trouble again. This is many years later. And so he has this dream, and he's in the stadium, and there's lions, and they come running after him and his friend, and another pastor friend, I think, and they're like running. They're like booking it too. And all of a sudden he realizes that the lions are going to overtake them. They can't outrun the lions. So he just stopped and he turned around and he faced the lions. And when the lions came up to him, all of a sudden they became playful and they just went da 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 da, and they just went off. And so number one wisdom key, you got to rise and start facing, make a decision to arise and start facing those things. We want to make, it starts with making a decision. To arise means to rise, to decree, to get up, to stand up, to stir up, to strengthen, and to succeed. We've got to make a decision to arise from those past failures, mistakes, and regrets. You have to make a decision to get up, get out of your issues, and as Pastor LaRue say, get a tissue for those issues. But we want to just get up, get rid of the tissues, throw them out, start running towards God. He will help get you to get moving again. And when you make a decision, there's a stronghold in your life. And one stronghold that I've had for most of my life is fear. And Miss Lily even gave me a word saying, you got to rebuke the fear. You got to get rid of the fear. But I did not understand until Mark came up and shared his testimony the intensity that I was going to have to use with the Word of God in order to overcome it. That was so, the root system of fear was so entrenched inside of me that one scripture verse, say maybe one time a day, was not going to cut it. It was going to have to be, it was going to have to be thoroughly gone after with the mind renewal that, just as Veronica said, that God the Father loves me, and that perfect love will cast out fear. So it's a combination of knowing that you're so loved, and that love will rise up and bam, that fear right on out. And so in Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, arise from depression and prostration in which your circumstances, or it could be a demonic spirit or stronghold, has kept you. And it says, rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And so, John G. Lake, Andrew Womack shares this from John G. Lake. He had, in the 1900s, he had 100,000 confirmed, documented cases of healing, so much that it closed a hospital in Spokane, Washington, for a period of time because there were so few people that needed their services because he was so effective. And so he wrote a letter, and in the letter, Andrew Womack is sharing, he says, what he wrote in the letter, John G. Lake says, in his opinion, the number one problem that kept people from seeing their healing, now you could say healing, deliverance, breakthrough, whatever, from manifesting in their life was the fact that many people just kept praying and asking, then passively waiting on God to heal them. Passivity is a destiny blocker. He said, not understanding that God has already done it, they're not taking their authority and commanding it to come into manifestation now. And so the issue is just letting the thing drag out, that issue, for weeks, for months, for years. I've been dealing with fear for years. That's one thing. And so it could be infirmity. Instead of believing, he goes on to say, God and what God has already done in the spiritual world to come into the natural physical world. And so Andrew Womack has said the same thing. He has seen so many people raised from the dead, so many healings. He said, you got to battle that unbelief. Start receiving wisdom. If there's a demonic power involved, you need to deal with it and break its power. And that's just a multiple of things. And so Ephesians 1:3 says that he has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. It's laid up in Christ because Jesus purchased our freedom with his own blood. He made the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's all wrapped up in understanding we're already redeemed. We are already heirs. We're already crowned with glory and honor. We are sons. We are daughters. We have been set free. The prison door has been opened. We are wealthy. We are blessed. But we have to renew our mind. Be ye transformed, metamorpho in Greek, through the renewing of your mind. We have to go through that metamorphosis in our mind and our heart, because just like the Israelites that didn't go in the promised land because they saw the giants, and because they thought they can't, they couldn't. They thought they can't, and they couldn't. The mind, the mindset, and belief system is everything. Ask an Olympic champion. They cannot go in, or any like sports figure that's been very successful. You cannot go in to a game and not think you're going to win that game. You can't go into a game and not ever imagine yourself, if it's football, going over that goalpost. You've got to see yourself over the goal, over those goalposts, as overcoming. So number two is for wisdom keys for overcoming your strongholds is you've got to see it or set vision. You've got to set vision. You've got to see. Number two is you've got to see yourself overcoming and the obstacles crossing over and receiving your promise. The first thing that the Lord does with Joshua, Joshua chapter 1. He says to him, Moses, my servant is dead. Now arise. Arise. In other words, our past is dead. It's over. We can't sit by the dead body of our past. Whatever happened, whatever we did, whatever circumstances, we got to leave it and we got to rise, get up. And he said, now arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people. So what's awesome is that it's like when the Israelites finally entered into the promised land, they all fought together for their territory. They fought together. It wasn't one man. They fought together to conquer the land before going home, back to their own homes. Anyways, he said, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land I'm giving you. Every place, the Lord's setting vision, saying, go over the Jordan, set in vision. Arise, he's setting vision. Every place the sole of your foot treads, I'll give you. I have given you. I have given you. Say this after me. I have given you. I have given you every spiritual blessing. I have given you. I have healed you. By his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, you were healed. We are healed. And so then he says, anyways, that was like kind of the main part of that. So even when the River Jordan was at flood stage, God picks that time at flood stage for them to walk over the River Jordan. And right there, self-reliance just has to go out the door. Bam. How are you going to walk over a River Jordan at flood stage? You can't do it in your own strength. We cannot take down the strong man in our own strength. And as Tina, I think, said on, it was either Tina or Pastor Chuck, said on Sunday, the battle belongs to the Lord, Jehoshaphat. I think it was Pastor Chuck. The battle, 2 Chronicles 20. The battle belongs to the Lord. So he told them, go over, get above your circumstances with faith in God. They had to trust in God and in his word at that moment. And so the other thing is that this is a new generation going into the promised land. The old generation let their soul man tether them to the desert, and they were never able to rise above their emotions. Don't let the emotions tether you to the ground, that you are tether you where you're at, that you can never rise above it to be able to receive what God has for us. Because it's not about us, just us. It's what God wants to do through us. If we are healed and delivered, and the amount of people's lives that we can affect, and souls that we can bring into the kingdom of God. And so Jesus planted the vision of Joshua walking the entire promised land and possessing it. For that means for us that we mentally must see ourselves taking the promised land of finances, good finances. We are already rich. We have already been given a faith card that we can access the riches of heaven at any time. That to take our freedom, our marital bliss, emotional stability, and to take our health. Take our health back. Say, I'm going to take my health back. Back. So then in Joshua 6, God tells Joshua, see, I've given Jericho into your hand. He personalized it. The hand means to receive it. When we give something and we put it in the hand, it means you're receiving something. God is saying, receive Jericho in your hands. And so he was telling him to envision with your eyes of faith. You've got to see things through the eyes of faith. Well, how are we going to see those through the eyes of faith? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We've got to take some faith food in, some spiritual nutrition for our spirit man to rise up and to be strong. And it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is the Lord looking through our eyes. It's the Lord hearing through our ears. It's the Lord feeling through our hearts. The next, and the word see, when he says the word see, that word in Hebrew is ra'ah, and it means to look intently. See, look intently, I've given you Jericho. Behold, gaze at it, meditate on it, see it, see it. Dodie Osteen, when she received her healing, she posted pictures of her riding horses and healthy pictures of herself.
she wanted to see herself whole. Kenneth Hagin in his testimony says he started seeing himself whole when he had what chance, one in a million or 10 million, Mayo Clinic said that he could be healed. And so number three wisdom key is know that God is with you. We have to know God is with us. You are not alone. We've got to renew our mind that it says, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Let me put Isaiah 41:13. He says, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says, I will help you. 41:10. I'm sorry, Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear. Say, I will not fear. God is with me. We've got to see him with us. David constantly saw Jesus with him. We've got to meditate on that. And so knowing God that is with you takes two things, renewing your mind and developing a God consciousness, practicing the awareness of God, seeing him with you as you pray, drive, work, play, sleep. Develop that awareness around you at all times. Number four, the fourth wisdom key is, and this is from the Lord. He said to Joshua in 1:6, be strong, confident, and courageous. So we need to enter into the promised land. He's telling them right there, you've got to be strong, confident, and courageous. Just like Jesus told him to go into the promise, I've given you the promised land, but there are still giants and strongholds there. Those strongholds have to be overcome. They have to be faced. They have to be triumphed over. We have to take dominion over them. Yeah. They're not going to go away. They're not going to fade away. You do nothing, you get nothing. You're going to have to start facing those giants and giving them a what to with the word of God. You say, man, you are coming down. You're not staying. You're going. And so we need physical, emotional strength, confidence, and courage to overcome those obstacles and strongholds so we can receive the promises of God. So I put a few verses in here. The first one is John 2:14. It says, and I say this all the time, say this after me, I am strong. The word of God lives in me. And I have overcome the evil one. Psalm 112:8. I am confident and fearless. And can face any situation triumphantly. And finally, Proverbs 28:1, I am courageous. The righteous, which is me, I am as bold as a lion. I'm as bold as a lion. I mean, start giving those strongholds a what to, like, it would be nice just to roar at them. Just roar at them. No. Just give a roar. I just say, roar! I'm not putting up with you. Roar! No. Okay, so the next one, number five wisdom key is to develop the mindset and the image of a warrior, a winner, and an overcomer.
Say, I am a warrior, a winner, and an overcomer. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so, but it says in Zechariah 10:3, this is a word for this generation. For the Lord of heaven's armies has arrived to look after Judah, the kingly anointing being placed upon his people, his flock. He will make them strong and glorious, his proud war horses in battle. He says, beat your plowshares and into swords, your pruning hooks into spears, and let the weak say, I am strong. So don't skip this step. I put preparation is everything. So we have to prepare mentally in order to take things over. Okay, the next one is number 6. Keep, read, keep, and obey the word of God. It says in Joshua 1:7, and the Lord's giving him instructions before he goes into the promised land. And he says, be strong and courageous. Observe to do all the law Moses has given you. Don't turn from the right or to the left. And then all these blessings will overcome you because you have obeyed the voice of the Lord. And I'm getting close to the close. Number 7, keep your thoughts and your focus on the word, not on the problem. See it, speak it, hear it. The other wisdom key that the Lord gave is Joshua 1:8. Keep this word always on your lips. Meditate, haggah, mutter it, speak it, day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, and then you will be prosperous and have good success. And the final wisdom key is keep fear and discouragement and doubt out. If you feel fear, Kenneth Hagin said, say, fear, I resist you, I refuse to fear. Say this after me, fear, I resist you, I refuse to fear. Because fear is a stealer. Fear came to steal, kill, and destroy. You get into fear, he stole, they got into fear, and they stole their inheritance from a whole generation. They were in fear, and the enemy was allowed to steal that promised land from them. So keep the fear out. Joshua 1:9. This is what the Lord says. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So, Father, tonight, as we're getting ready to close this year, we thank you, God, for giving us the dunamis power, that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, I thank you for these generational strongholds that have affected and influenced our life. We thank you that the God of peace has crushed Satan underneath our feet. We say, you're not coming with us. You're not going with us into the promised land. You are defeated, and we speak to our giants, and we say, we are taking the sword of the Spirit, and we're taking off your head, and we're feeding you to the birds. You just better get out in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.